This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the railways are undergoing a transformation with the promotion of Made in India. He said modern coaches are being developed for metros and railways. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various railway projects through video conferencing yesterday. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. He also laid the foundation stone of Raigada Railways Division, building of East Coast Railway, and inaugurated the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana. Mr. Modi said stations are also being redeveloped, solar panels are being installed at stations, and one station, one product stalls are being set up at railway stations. He highlighted that all these initiatives are generating millions of new employment opportunities in the railway sector. Home Minister Amit Shah will launch Bharat Pol portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Pol portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. In a social media post, Home Minister Shah said the Bharat Pol will give a new edge to Indian investigation agencies by enhancing their global reach to fulfill the Modi government's vision to build a secure Bharat for all. Home Ministry said in a statement that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the central government has taken several important initiatives to strengthen the country's law enforcement agencies. The pre-budget consultations chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The consultations were held over a month-long period and started on 6th December last year. In the course of the in-person consultations, more than 100 invitees across 9 stakeholder groups participated in the meetings. They include experts and representatives from farmer associations and agriculture economists, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, industry, economists, financial sector and capital markets. India has condemned the reported airstrikes on Afghan civilians by Pakistan. In a statement, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said that India has noted the media reports on airstrikes on Afghan civilians in which several precious lives, including women and children, have been lost. He said India unequivocally condemns any attack on innocent civilians. The spokesperson said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. In Tamil Nadu, 2 cases of human metapneumovirus have been identified. One person has been identified in Chennai and another one in Salem. In a press release, the government said this is not a new virus and was already identified in 2001. 2 persons who have been tested positive for the virus have been stable and they are being monitored. Quoting the alert given by the Union Health Ministry, the state government said that prevention is similar to any other respiratory infection, such as covering the mouth and nose while coughing and sneezing, wearing mask, washing hands frequently, and reporting to health facility was important during this period. The press release said that the infection is typically self-limiting, manageable, and there was no need to panic. Celebrating Sahib-e-Kamal Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji's Prakash Parb, Sachkhand Shri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple, Amritsar has been beautifully decorated with colourful lights. Earthen lamps and candles have been lit on the banks of the holy Sarovar and at all the entrances. Breathtaking spectacle of fireworks is also worth watching. All other Gurdwaras across the state are also decorated to celebrate the occasion. Devotees are experiencing joy and peace while lighting lamps of faith on this occasion. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa this evening, the Canadian leader said he took the decision as despite best efforts, Parliament paralyzed for months. In Hockey India League, Surma Hockey Club clinched a 3-1 victory over Delhi SG Pipers in penalty shootout after a 2-2 draw on full-time at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.